Has it really been a year already? The second annual Tucson Festival of Books is set to begin next weekend, bringing a host of writers and readers together to celebrate the art of the written word. Tony Paniagua brings us this preview.
When the Tucson Festival of Books was held last year, no one knew exactly what kind of response there would be, but thousands of people came out, providing a pleasant surprise and a sigh of relief to the organizers. And now, in 2010, it's time for Chapter 2.
It's a very large undertaking. We spent a lot of time and energy, and what's most gratifying is the community has really embraced this event.
Bill Viner is the chairperson for the Tucson Festival of Books, and he's also the chief executive officer for Pepper Viner Homes. He says he got involved from the beginning because he and his wife had been wanting to volunteer for an event that promoted culture, education, and literacy. Viner had been hearing about a festival in California, and it sparked an interest and curiosity.
Friends for years had told us about the LA Times Festival of Books, which is a mega book festival. It draws 140,000 people over 2 days. It's on the UCLA campus. We went and visited. Loved the event.
So the Viners got to work, and along with other committed residents, they enlisted an army of volunteers and sponsors, including the Arizona Daily Star and the University of Arizona. About 250 committee members work year-round on the project, and their efforts will come to fruition next week at the second annual festival. More than 400 authors are lined up for the event, and they're expected to be joined by up to 50,000 visitors.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited about getting the book out in Tucson and on the University of Arizona campus.
Ann Wills is one of the many authors you'll be able to meet in person, talk to about her book, and share your ideas. Wills is a veterinarian in Texas, but her book has a connection to Arizona. Her mother retired in Green Valley and had lived there about 6 years when something unexpected shocked the family. Doctors discovered about 20 tumors in her brain.
The book is a true story, a true account of my mother who had brain cancer and was treated at the Arizona Cancer Center in 2000. And after she passed away, June 11th of 2000, I just kind of kept hearing her voice in my head saying people need to hear this.
It would take Ann Wills 8 years to begin the process, but then it happened quickly and unexpectedly.
I wasn't sure how to start, and then one day I was in the shower and all the words were in my head, and I spent 3 days and nights writing the basic book.
Her book, The Spirit Doll Hat, has since been expanded, edited, and published. Wills describes it as her mother's message of love, hope, and affirmation that death is merely a transition which will allow us to rejoin those who have gone before. She says her book can bring comfort to anyone who has lost a loved one, and while spiritual in nature, it is not religious or denominational.
Basically, the reader will follow along with me as I go through her last 5 weeks, her end-of-life journey, and the reader can find some of my thoughts about what it takes to care for the terminally ill.
One of the many other authors you'll be able to meet in person is Thomas Wiewandt, a name that may be familiar to many Tucsonans. Wiewandt has a PhD in ecology, and he's combined his love of nature with a passion for photography and education. His book is called Hidden Life of the Desert, and it's actually the second edition after the first one was published in 1990. The new version is much more detailed and colorful.
With two maps, 131 photographs, a glossary, annotated internet resources and books, species lists, and a full index.
Hidden Life of the Desert is divided into two parts. The first one covers the five seasons of the Sonoran Desert: spring, dry summer, wet summer, autumn, and winter, and how plants and animals adapt throughout the year.
Part two focuses on facing the future. About a third of the book is devoted to facing the future, and that's all new to this edition.
Wiewandt says important topics in this area include a growing human population, the need to preserve water and other resources, and the dangers the desert is facing from invasive species. The book is targeted at 6th to 7th grade readers, but he says it's pertinent to people of all ages.
Most of all, I really want to inspire readers to think, and I emphasize the word think, about challenges facing us as residents of the desert Southwest. And I would like to motivate kids to ask questions and to dig deeper beyond what's in the book and to embrace a sustainable lifestyle.
So whether it's sustainability, spirituality, or one of dozens of other topics, the Festival of Books should have something for everyone.
there's 180 exhibitors that'll, you know, so there'll be everything from booksellers to literary groups to literacy groups to schools to vendors. There's a large food court. So it's a festival in every sense of the word.
Chairperson Bill Viner says even if you're not much of a reader, there are plenty of options.
I always tell people that one of the things you should do if you come to the festival is you should pick a topic you like. So whether it's mystery or romance or movies or Southwest or science, pick a topic and go see a panel on authors you've never heard of.
Viner says you may be enthralled by the topic, its author, or both, and learn something valuable in the process. That's one of the reasons he's involved in the Festival of Books and why he encourages everyone to attend.
There's a number of things that have happened that we think that this festival will be bigger and better, and we've kind of added some new twists and turns to this in what we call, obviously, the sequel to the first year.
It's a unique opportunity, he says, in the middle of the city during one of the best times of the year in the Sonoran Desert. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Tony Paniagua.
The Tucson Festival of Books is next weekend, March 13th and 14th, on the campus of the University of Arizona, which is offering free parking for the event. Arizona Public Media is a media sponsor, and we'll have a booth there. You can find more information on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.